Good morning, everyone, and good voch. The topic Bez Hashem will discuss this morning is the din of Lifnei Ivril Asitin Mishal, Poskin Chumash, where the Poshup Shad in the Chumash means you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. And the Gemara Maseches of Avodah Zarah and Daf Vav and Beis interpret this on a halachic level. What do I mean by halachic level? It takes it out of the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is that if a blind man's walking on the street, you're not allowed to put a chair in front of him or in front of her. If they're blind, it causes them to stumble. So the Gemara takes it out of the Pshuto Shel Mikra and says it must be interpreted on a halachic level, which means you're not allowed to give over a cup of wine to a Nazirite. A Nazirite is someone, a man or woman, who takes a neder, a vow to become a nazir. So whether you're a man or a woman, they can't drink wine, they can't cut their hair, and they can't go to a cemetery. So by me stretching out a cup of wine to them to drink, I'm transgressing this isser of Lifnei Ivril Asitin Mishal, because halachically, they're prohibited from drinking the wine. I'm facilitating that ability for them to drink the wine. And then the Gemara gives another example, which is Avri Min Achai to a non-Jew. We know one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach is you're not allowed to tear off a live limb off an animal and eat it. And it is an Isser for a non-Jew as well as a Jew, but it's one of the seven Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So by me handing him Avri Min Achai, a live limb off an animal, I am facilitating him being over a prohibition of eating the Avri Min Achai. So the Gemara says, I have transgressed Lifnei Ivril Asitin Mishal, and the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix as to whether you interpret this pasuk literally. In other words, if you put a chair in front of a blind man, have you transgressed the Isser of Lifnei Ivril Asitin Mishal? Now, don't get me wrong, you're the biggest Rosh in the world. You're the wickedest man in the world or woman who would do such a thing. The question is, are you transgressing that issue? You definitely have done a terrible avera if you cause a blind person to trip. But the question is, were you over that particular isser? Because the Gemara took it out of its interpretation, the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So the Gemara interpreted it on a halachic level. And I'm not allowed to facilitate someone to do an avera by namely giving the cup of wine to a Nazirite or giving Avri Min Achai to a boy. And the Gemara continues there in Avodah Zarah Vav Amud Beis and comments and says, the only time I transgress an Issa D'Oraisa, a biblical prohibition of Lifnei Ivril, is when it's Trei Avra Dinara, meaning that we're on two sides of the river and the Nazir cannot get the cup of wine unless I stretch over my hand over the river and hand it to him. There was no local liquor store that he could have gone to and gotten the wine himself. If he could have been able to, which is called Chavred Avred, and I were on the same side of the river, then I would transgress an Issa D'Rabbanan, not an Issa D'Oraisa, and that's called Misayel over Avera, that I was assisting a person in doing an Avera. But to transgress the full-blown Issa D'Oraisa of Trei Avred of Lifnei Ivril Asitin Mishal must be in a scenario where it's Trei Avred Dinara, two different sides of the river. And if we're on the same side, if I gave him a cup of wine, he could have gone to the local liquor store down the block, then I transgress an Issa D'Rabbanan, which is called Misayeya La'over Avera, assisting a person in Avera. It's interesting that the Rambam never quotes this requirement of Trei Avra Dinara. So the Rambam is a very, very unique Shita, because the Gemara, as I said, says it black on white in Avodah Zarah Vav Amud Beis. Could be the Ram has other Gemaras that he hangs his hat on that contradict this Gemara of Avodah Zarah, but the Ashkenazic Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ran, they all assume that this is a requirement, and the Ramah quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, that Trei Avra Dinara is needed in order for someone to transgress the Issa D'Oraisa of Lifnei Ivril. The only way that the Nazirite could have gotten a cup of wine or the non-Jew to get the Avri Min Achai, I handed it to them. And therefore, in that case, there'll be a transgression of Lifnei Ivril Min HaTorah. If he could have gotten it in the local liquor store or the local supermarket, the Avri Min Achai, then I transgress only what is called an Issur Rabbanim, a Seilo Rebbe. Even though the Rambam seems to say I transgress Lif Neiver in all scenarios, and he would have to deal with that Gemara. And like I said, there might be other Gemaras that contradict this Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Beis. But we're going to assume, perhaps like most of the other Rishonim, that Trei Avodah Nar is accepted concept, accepted the constriction to this klal of Neivel Ositein Michshol. Now, let's get to the heart and core of what the nature of this Isser is. There is a very interesting machloikus in the Gedolei Achrayim to the Yad Malachi in Klalei Lamed Os Shin Samach Zayin. The Yad Malachi was an encyclopedic work on Shas where he goes through different topics. And there he claims, what would be in a case where I stretched out my hand and gave the cup of wine to the Nazirite and he did not drink it? He did not end up drinking it, but I did facilitate this possibility. He did not cash in, and I don't know why we would say cash in because it's an Aveira, but he did not actually end up drinking the wine. Did I transgress the Isser of Lif Neiver by at least attempting? So the Yad Malachi writes, Beferish, he believes that you are over. You did transgress the Isser of Lif Neiver Lotit and Michel by at least attempting to get a guy to be over an Isser. And he points out a Gemara in Moikotin on Daf Yitzayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara in Moikotin and Yitzayin Amud tells us that the handmaiden of Rabbeinu HaKodesh once saw a father striking his son, his older son. And the handmaiden of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who was a very righteous woman, said that that father should be put in excommunication because he transgressed the Isser of Lif Neiver Lositein Michshol. How? Because he's egging on his older son, that his older son will respond and hit the father back. And we know that that's a terrible transgression of Maka Avivim Amos Yumos. Striking one's parents and causing a bruise to them maliciously, one would be Chayiv Misa. So the Perish on the Gemara there, in Mesechus Moikotin, in the Perish and the Gemara, it's not Rashi. Rashi's Perish is a separate Sefer that was printed separately in Moikotin, but it's a compilation of a bunch of Rishonim. So the Perish there, Dimaskov, writes, and I'm quoting, came into Godelhu Shema Mevayit Be'oviv V'Havelei'u Machshilo. Since the son is an adult already, Shema, he might kick his father, and the father is causing him to stumble by hitting him. And therefore, she said that this father should be put in Nidui. So you see from this Rashi, says the Yad Malachi, that even if the son did not actually do it, but the possibility was created that you did something that might cause him to respond, therefore the father transgresses the Isser of Lif Neiver Lositein Michshol. So therefore, the Yad Malachi writes very clearly that in his opinion, he claims that even if the Nazir did not end up drinking the wine, even if the non-Jew did not end up eating the Evrim and Achai, even if the son did not end up striking his father back, you would still transgress the Isser D'Oraisa of Lif Neiver Lositein Michshol. And then he goes down weiter, the Yad Malach, and he says there might be a Gemara in Shas that indicates the opposite. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Adaf Lamed Beis Manav, the Rav Huna, wanted to determine whether his son had a hot temper, and he tore a piece of silk on his son, and he wanted to see if his son would get upset and would he have a hot temper. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how could Rav Huna do such a thing? The Dilma Ratach Uka'avr Mishum Lifnim Lositein Michshol. The Gemara says, how could the father do this? Maybe the son will get upset with him and hit him back, and the father would transgress Lifnim. So the Gemara answers, no. The Mochalei Likrei. The Gemara answers that he was Mochal on his coven. The fact that the Gemara used a Lashon, the Dilma Ratach Uka'avar, it's Mashma, says the Yad Malachi, that the Pshat in this Gemara, simplest reading this Gemara would be, that only if the son actually responds and takes revenge at his father, hits him back, will the father transgress Lif Neiver. So this Gemara, the simplest reading, seems to imply that you're only over a Lif Neiver when the actual son actually hits the father back. But he says, if you reread the Gemara closely, he says, I think you could slug up that Gemara and you could say, when the Gemara uses a lashon hashta, the Gemara says, a Gemara has a lashon, it says that in such a way that you facilitated the ability for the son to have revenge, then you're over the issur of lifnei. He doesn't actually have to hit you back. He wants to say, if you read the Gemara, it says, "V'duma rat b'shum haich shasha shem yavol l'dei mishlo kavur av hashta." The father will be over right now because he facilitated a mishlo. And if you read the Gemara like that, in Meseches Kedusha and Daf Lamed Beis Mav, that can be read now in consonance with the Gemara Moi Katon, and comes out the Yad Malachi with his psak, that as long as you facilitate the ability for a person to be over the Isser, you have transgressed lifnei v'lo sitein mechshol. So even if the Nazir doesn't end up drinking the wine, even if the non-Jew doesn't end up eating the Evri Melechai, even if the son does not strike his father back, you have transgressed the Isser D'Oraisa. This is the psak halacha of the Yad Malachi. Comes the Priyitzik in Chelik Beis Simen Memtes and begs to differ. He writes, quoting, "Lachein la'ani estaiti the matab shitale lahagoin bal yad malachim lahakisa the moishit over mishum lifnei iver afapishal oshasa anozer yayin the lo bolide mishum mishum da sina kapit craw pshitale leirach gisa." I feel the opposite. Deino over lifnei iver ela dafke b'shenasa mishul. You're only over lifnei iver when the nazir actually ends up drinking the wine. If he doesn't end up drinking the wine, even though he did facilitate his ability to be over, since at the end of the day, the Nazir did not end up drinking the wine, and the outcome, he did not end up drinking it, ain't over b'lifnei iver. So says the Priyitzik, I beg to differ strongly with the Yad Malachi, and the only time you're over lifnei iver is when he actually drinks the wine. What do you do with the Gemara Moed Kadon with the handmaiden of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who said that the parish and the Gemara Shemem Avayit, maybe, perhaps he might kick his father back, and that's enough to transgress the Isser? He says, no, you have to reread that properly. And he says, Shemem Avayit B'aviv means only when he'll actually do it are you over. In a Hanami, though, if he does not end up kicking, you are not over lifnei iver. Adarabba, he says, he thinks it's more, you have to read the Rashi, you have to read the Perister like me, he says. Shem and the Vayit doesn't mean that because of the possibility I created, I'm over lifnei iver. No, it doesn't mean that. Rather, what it means is that Shem and the Vayit, when he goes ahead and actually kicks the father, then Taka the father was over lifnei iver. But if he then doesn't end up kicking his father, you weren't transgressing anything. So what emerges is the machlokes nechleku gedolei achrayim legabe this din. If I facilitate a person that he could be over an isser, and the person doesn't end up doing it, did I transgress lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol? I think the way you could plug this machlokes in to read the pasuk in Chumash is what's the ikar word? Every word in the Torah, of course, is the osios of Hashem. The Ramban writes a lot of Torah, but what's the major motif? Lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. Which word is the ikar motif? Is it the titain or is it the michshol? If it's the titain, that's the svar of the Yad Malachi, that I facilitated it, so I was noising. So if I was noising, I'm over the Sidiraisa, even though the person maybe didn't end up drinking it. But that's the Yad Malachi. Comes the Priyitzik and says, no, the ikar word is michshol. At the end of the day, was the guy michshol or not? Did he stumble or not? That's the ikar. So when you plug it back into the Chumash, it depends upon what the ikar motif is. Is it the titain is the key, or is the michshol is the key? This is how you could re-plug it in back into the Chumash to be mazber the longest. Now let's take this a step further in Svara. What were they arguing about? And this will allow us to see, Bez Hashem, the heart and core of what the nature of this Isser is all about. If you look closely in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos Siman in Os Reish Sadi Tes, Mitzvos Reish Sadi Tes, the Rambam writes as follows. I'm going to quote: "Shehizer mehichshul es ktsasenu beitza, uyishalcha adam eitza bedavershu niftabo, Ubohazara mil moiso machshiloi. Alatiashru el adover shetachshov shutov v'yosher who amr lifnei evil ositen mishol. Loshon sifra lifnei suma bedavra atayeh noto nimva etza. Alti temlo etza shena hogenis lo. V'lavze amru shukola gamken mishiyazer alavera o yisavim oso. Ki yovia ishahu shoda tavaso ayin sichlo v'chazer od chazer iver. Yifteyu v'yazru v'yahashin y'viroso o yachin lo sibis aveir. Writes the Rambam, included in this prohibition of lifnei lo siten mishul is you're not allowed to give a person bad advice. Someone comes to you seeking counsel, and you maliciously give the person bad advice. Whether you have self-interest, whatever reason, maybe you don't like the person. I could give you many, many reasons. But the bottom line is, writes the Rambam, the Sifra says, including this Isra, lifnei lo siten mishul is giving a person bad advice. And this is a biblical Isra. And the Rambam develops that the theory that Hashem wants from this lav is engaging in cunning and deceiving behavior, where you're purposely going out to hurt someone. And that is why included in giving a cup of wine to another is causing someone to sin is also giving bad advice. Because the bottom line is the nature of this Isser is to engage in deceiving and cunning behavior to hurt someone. And that could hurt someone to get someone to do an Avera. That could hurt someone to make a decision that's bad for him or her. And that's all included in the nature of this prohibition. And according to the Rambam, in essence, you understand full well why giving bad advice is all included in this Isser of giving a cup of wine to a Nazir or giving a non-Jew every Menachai, because it's all an enterprise, manifestations of causing someone to what? To be hurt spiritually or physically or mentally or emotionally, whatever the case might be, but it's engaging in hurting someone. And that might have many layers to it. But that's how the Rambam formulates this Isser of Lifnei Lo Siten Mechshol. And the Chinuch echoes this as well and says that's why giving bad advice is included under this prohibition of Lifnei Lo Siten Mechshol. This is the Rambam and the Chinuch's approach. However, if you look in some other Rishonim, namely in the Sefer HaMitzvot of Sajigon and Lotasin and Dalad, he writes as follows, L'hachshel mitrof. And if you look in the Gaon Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Pirlis Pshat, he wants to say that according to the Sajigon, if you give someone bad advice, that's included in a different lav, which we had in yesterday's parsha, Lo sonu isha samito. And therefore, if you look in Rashi in yesterday's parsha as well, it says Lo sonu isha samito, kan hizrael alnos dvarim shel yaknis chavero. So the bottom line is in this, and it will be medayik from the Sadi, because Rashi in a different place does include lifneiver, does include eitzesheno, again, is giving bad advice in lifneiver. So in Rashi, this might not be such a strong diuk, but Rav Fran Shlita in his Sefer on Moed Katan, in Sefer Ali Yisachar, is a beautiful Sefer, in Sefer Moed Katan in Lomdus, and in Sefer Tumura, points out, as I said, I don't think you could say it in Rashi. He wants to say it in Rashi as well, but Rashi does say Eitz Hashem Ogenes is included with Neighbor. But if you build up Rav Sajigon says Eitz Hashem Ogenes is in a different lav of Lo Sonu Isha Sahamitoi. Lif Neiver is completely different. What is Lif Neiver according to Rav Sajigon? And the Smag seems to say the same thing in Kuf Samaches. He writes, Kasuba Parsis Kedoshim, Lifnevil Sitin Mishal, Zelashono, Kasuba Parsis Kedoshim, Lifnevil Sitin Mishal, Bechlau Azarazu, called Dover Shadam Muzar, who Iver, but also Dover. Sheneodea, O Afiliodea, Vene Yochal Asos, Izrezeo, Bobby Chaver, Himsalo, over Lifnevil Sitin Mishal. If you look, Lomais in the Smag, Lomais in the Smag is Masbir, that this din of Lifnei Lo Siten Mechshol, and this is the Chiddush that we want to bring out, and he says, and Rav Sadigon says the same thing, Sof Dvarav, he says, O Darsh Rabbeinu Lavza, Bo Lishol Eitzim Mimcha, Tein Lo Eitzo Ogenes. So what does he mean when he says, Zos Vod Acheres? We don't find anywhere in all of Shas where the Gemara says, Eitz Hashena Ogenes comes from Lifnei Iver. Our Gemara always learns Lifneiver is talking about a kos yain lenazir or every menachai to a goy. We only learn it from the Sifra. The Sifra says Eitz Hashem Ogenes is found in Lifneiver Lasita Mishal. So if we want to look at that closely, maybe one could say that the Smag and Rav Sajigon learn like the Bavli, that the only thing that's included in Lifneiver is being what we call an accessory to an Aveira. An accessory to Avera to be Messayel over Avera. That's all Lifnei Iver includes. Eitz Hashem Ogenes is a separate lav of Loson Ishus Amitoi. The Bavli never puts it in there. And therefore, according to the Smag and Rav Sajigon, it's possible to say that there's a completely different approach to Lifnei Iver. Not like the Rambam and the Chinuch had said that's engaging, deceiving, and cunning behavior to hurt someone maliciously. No. That it's a very technical, formal, objective track. And that approach is that it's clearly, simply being an accessory to an ovre aveira. And you are helping out someone. You are an actual accessory. There is a concept of misayah people in ovre aveira. There's a concept of misayah people in mitzvahs. Hashem rewards accessories to mitzvahs more than people that are accessory to aveiras. Mishnah says in Maseches Makis. So what emerges is that we have two distinct approaches in the Rishonim. What is the nature of the Isra of Lifneim L'Sitin Michshol? According to Rama and Nechinuch, like we said, it's engaging in this malicious, cunning, deceiving behavior, hurt someone, which has many layers to it and levels. Could be spiritual, emotional, financial, mental, whatever it is. Giving bad advice, giving a cup of wine to an Ozer, that's all manifestations of this deceiving behavior. Comes from Sajigon in the Smag, and they say no. Giving bad advice is a separate issue of Loson Ishus Amitoi. Lifnei Iver is very finite, very precise and discreet, and that is being an accessory to an Aveira. And that's what it is. And Lamaisa, it's nothing more than that. I'm not saying, I'm not minimizing it, but it's not this whole grand approach of the Rambam that it's you're maliciously trying to hurt someone. The bottom line is, it's an accessory to being an Aveira. So what's the difference? What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? So the nafkamina between these two approaches might be exactly what we started off saying between the machlokes between the Ad Malach and the Pri Yitzchak. If you attempt to give the cup of wine to the Nazir and he doesn't end up drinking it, did I transgress Lifnei Iver? So if you hold like the Rambam, as the Rambam's Lashon is, Bo Azar Mil Moso Machshilo, the Iker Kpeid of the Torah is the law that you shouldn't engage in this behavior, not to be a tricker, not to be cunning. Even though it ended up being that he didn't drink, it doesn't make a difference. I did engage in this type of behavior. I attempted to hurt the guy, even though I wasn't successful. According to the Rambam, you would be over the Isser of Lifnei Iver. According to Ram Nechinuch, they fit beautifully with the Yad Malachi. That's the nature of the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Whether I was successful or not, doesn't make a difference. You meant bad, you did bad, and on the books, maybe the guy didn't do it very, but doesn't make a difference. And the Yad Malachi is following this approach of the Ram Nechinuch, whereas the Pri Yitzchak says, no, I'm following the Smag, and I'm following Rav Sajigon. That the nature of Lifnei Iver is that you are an accessory to an Aveira. If bottom line on the books, the guy didn't do the Aveira, I'm not an accessory. Okay, I might have tried, and I have to ask Mechila from Hashem for that, but the bottom line, do I have to ask Mechila for Lifnei Iver? No, I didn't do Lifnei Iver. Because Lifnei Iver, the getter is you are an accessory to an Aveira. And the bottom line is on the books, there was no Aveira done. So you are not considered to be an accessory and you did not transgress an Isra at all. So what we've built up, Lemaisa, is, and that's where Fran Shlita's tremendous Chiddush, is that what the Yad Malachi and the Pri Yitzchak, Dole Achreinim, who lived in the 1800s, I think, maybe Yad Malachi lived before, but this Machlokes in Yad Malachi and Pri Yitzchak is really anchored based on a Machlokes Rishonim between the Ram and the Chinuch on one hand against the Rav Saji going to the Smag on the other as to what the nature of the Isra of Lifnei Iver is. We take this a step further. This brings us to an amazing sheet of the Rambam, Lamaisa, where the Rambam writes in the Perish Mishnah, it's Maseches Trumas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, that the only time The only time that you transgress the Isra of Lif Neighbor Losit and Mishul is when you do it b'mezid. The Stechemid Marechas Vav, Klal Lamed Vav, Sifkon Yid Beis, quotes the Sufik of the Rav Shnos Yomin. Am I over Lif Neighbor Losit and Mishul only when I'm b'mezid? Meaning when I gave the cup of wine to the Nazir, I only transgress that Isser when I know for sure a Nazir cannot drink wine. What happens if I didn't know and I put the bottle of wine in front of him? Would I still transgress the prohibition? I didn't know. I thought a Nazir just can't cut his hair. I thought a Nazir can't go to the cemetery. I didn't know a Nazir couldn't drink wine, and I gave him a bottle of wine. The Rav Shnos Yomin has a suffix that I transgressed the Isser. So the Stechemet says, if you look, and the Stechemet quotes from the Rav Shnos Yomin, he quotes from this Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos and Maseches Trumas, that I'm only over the Isser of Lifnei Iver when it's done b'mezid. And the Stechemet says, I don't understand. Every lav in the Chumash, there are 365 lavin. They all can be done in one of two modes. They can be done maliciously, on purpose, and they can be done inadvertently. One is b'mezid, track one. Track two is b'shogeg. Every lav has those two modes. All of a sudden, our topic, Lifnei Losit and Mishul, only has one mode, where you only transgress it maliciously. There is no concept of transgressing Lifnei in a form of shogeg. Stechemet says it's a pella. How could this Rav Shnos Yomin say such a thing and prove it from a Rambam? So the teretz is, the answer is exactly this. If you describe Lifnei Iver as engaging in cunning and deceiving and tricky behavior, that you're trying to hurt someone, the whole nature of the Isser lends itself only when you do it on purpose. And if you're not doing it on purpose, I didn't know that the Nazir can't drink wine, how could I be over? How could I be over? The truth is, the Pshuto Shemikra, Lifnei Iver is in the mission, it's such a violent, such a mean description. If you take the tzad of the Minchas Chumah, that you're also over the Pshuto Shemikra, if you put a chair in front of a blind man or woman, they stumble. It's such a malicious, violent action you've done. Mean, simply mean and unacceptable. Then maybe the whole nature of the Isser is only when it's done maliciously. Even if you don't learn that that's the Pshuto Shemikra, but the nature of the Isser is engaging in this mean behavior. So maybe it does not lend itself to be over, to transgress in a form of when it's done b'shogeg. Maybe you would not be over the Isser. And it comes out the Ram's L'shitaso. Because Ram, the Perish Mishnayos and Trumas, is the one who says that you're not over if you did a b'shogeg. And we said that the Ram, the Sefer HaMitzvah, is the one who describes the nature of Lifnei Losit and Mishul, that it's engaging in what? In tricky and deceiving behavior. But if I didn't know it was us, how can you say that I was malicious and I was cunning and deceiving? It was b'shogeg. And maybe we could say a third Rambam that goes consistent. We said in the beginning of this year that the Rambam never mentions Treyavad and Nara. Because the bottom line is, according to the Rambam, if the whole nature of the Isser is engaging in malicious and tricky behavior, who cares whether it's Treyavad and Nara? He could not go to the local liquor store down the block and get the wine. The only way he could get it, because I'm stretching my hand over the river. And what happens if he could go to the local liquor store? I'm still not engaging in cunning and deceiving behavior. Of course I am. So I think it goes well with the Rambam we're adding on a Chiddush. That the Rambam L'shitoso, these three Rambams, that the nature of the Isser is engaging in this tricky, and this cunning, deceiving behavior. That's Masber, why it's only Usher when it's been made. That's the Rambam, the Perish, which has a true Mesperic Vav, Nishta Gimel, right? And Perek Vav Nishti Gimel, and then also Zmaz with the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, when he discusses the din of Lifnei Iver, he never mentions Trei Avad Nar against Taisis, against the Rosh, against the Ram, because that is his Havana. His Havana is his approach to Lifnei Iver is such that it's engaging this negative behavior, this terrible behavior. Whereas the Shita of the Stechemet, who asks on the Shnos Yomin and says, what are you talking about? Every lav in the Torah has two modes. You can do it b'mez, you can do it b'shogeg. Lifnei Iver should be no different, because he took the second approach. He followed the approach of the Rav Sajigon and the Smag, that the nature of the Isra of Lifnei Iver is to be an accessory to an Aveira. If it's a formalized objective category that you're an accession of error, you could do that in a mazed form. You could do that in a malicious form. You could also do that in a shogeg, in an inadvertent form. And that's why he asks that this should be no different than any lav in the Torah. So up till now, we've been masbir that there are two approaches to lifneiver and two major nafkaminas we're saying. Number one, treyavadinara might come out very well. Do you need the yovel issi d'raisa where you're the only way that you're facilitating the avera? And number two, is it done only in a manner? Are you transgressing only in a manner of shogeg or even base? And number three, of course, if I attempt to give him a cup of wine and he doesn't drink it, was I over as well? So we mentioned already three nafkaminis, three halachic differences in these two approaches to the nature of this or leaf neighbor or sitting mishum. Let's take this a step further now. There is an interesting machleik, is the great Gaon of Zal Nechemya Goldberg, Satzal, one of my Rebbeim, great Gaon. He once mentioned to us the machleik a few times. He mentioned to us machleik is Balamor in the Ramban, in Mesechus Sanhedrin, the seventh parak, as to whether there's a din of Yarav al Yavor on the din of Lif Neiver Lo Sitin Mechshu. What does this mean? We know that there are only three cardinal sins in halacha that I have to give up my life for. Yehareg, you should be killed, v'la'al yafor. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to commit murder, kill someone. I want you to engage in avodah zarah, idolatry. I want you to engage in adultery, live with an HCC. The din is I have to let myself be killed. Yehareg, v'la'al yafor. By any other din in the Torah, if it's in a private forum, meaning there's no 10 Jews around, if he takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to eat this ham sandwich, I am allowed, not allowed, according to the Rambam, I'm obligated. Yavor v'al yehareg. Eat the ham sandwich and save your life. Yavor v'al yehareg. Whether you can be machmer on that and die al kiddush Hashem, Tosfos writes in two places, Maseches Avodah Zarah, b'daf chof zayin min aleph, daf nun dalin min aleph, that you can be machmer and die al kiddush Hashem. The Rambam argues on this very strongly. In Perakei, Duchos Yisodi, he says, Mischayev benafshoy. If you do not eat the ham sandwich and you let yourself be killed, the Rambam says Hashem will punish you in Shemayim. You made the wrong decision, and it was unacceptable. So that's a machleik is the Rambam in the Tais. However, generally we know that there are only three cardinal sins, and those cardinal sins might have subcategories to them. For example, murder might have a subcategory of embarrassing someone in public. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, embarrass this person in public, and if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. According to Tyson Soto, Yudim and Bezer, Ben Yonah Sharichu, I have to give up my life. According to Miri, it's just a Musser, that Gemara. When the Gemara says, embarrassing someone in public is a subcategory of murder. Whatever the case might be, there might be subcategories. There might be taking a pill from an Asherah tree. Let's say an Asherah tree is a tree that's been deified to make a pill out of its bark. I'm getting pleasure out of the tree of avodah zarah. You also have to give up your life for that, even though it's not avodah zarah, but it's a subcategory. It's called abizrayu. So lamaisa, there are subcategories we have for the three cardinal sins. But the bottom line is, yarag al yavar is only by the three cardinal sins. What about the following question? Let's say someone takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to machshel someone to do avodah zarah. And if you don't, I'm going to kill you. He threatens my life. And he says, if you don't machshel someone to do avodah zarah, I'm going to kill you. Not that I should do the avodah zarah, but I should cause someone to stumble and engage in the avodah zarah. Do I have to give up my life? Do I say yarav al yavor on this or not? So this is a machloikis in the Balamor and the Ramban. Amazing machloikis. The Balamor says that you have to, and the Ramban says chas v'shalom. You don't give up your life, it's like a ham sandwich. What is the nekuda between the machlekes, between the Ramban and the Balamor all about? The machlekes might be as follows. How do we view the Isser of Lifnei Losit in Mishul? Is it an Isser Klali or is it an Isser Prati? What do I mean to say by that? Is it a general Isser in the Torah? Hashem doesn't want you to cause other people to do sins? Or no? Do I say that when I engage in Lifnei Iver, it becomes subsumed under the Aveira that I'm causing someone to try to do. Meaning, when I'm machshil someone, I cause someone to stumble and engage in a avodah zarah, do we assume that it becomes a branch and a subsidiary, an ancillary to avodah zarah? Even though I'm not doing the avodah zarah, but I'm assisting it. I'm going to become an accessory. And if you view lifnei as being an isser prati, a individualized isser, a detailed isser, then by nature of it, it becomes subsumed under the aveira that I'm causing someone to try to do. If that would be the case, says the Baal HaMoor, it should be stamped as a subcategory of avodah zarah, and you should say yaruva yavor in such a case. I'm not engaging the avodah. It doesn't make a difference. If it's a subcategory, it's labeled as avodah zarah mamish. Comes along the Ramban and says, what are you talking about? The isser of lifnei iver is not an isser prati, but rather it's an isser klali. There's a general isser, do not cause people to stumble. That's not one of the three cardinal sins. It's not murder, it's not idolatry, and it's not adultery. So why on earth do you have to give up your life? It says in the Ramban, you should not give up your life, because we call it isser klali, a general isser. And therefore, you cannot get a greater nafkamina as to whether you have to give up your life. Ramban says you do not have to give up your life, because he's viewing the Isser Lav of Lifnei Lo Sita Mishra. Our topic is Isser Klali. What is the crux of this Machloikas Baal HaMoor Ramban? Perhaps we could say as follows. As we developed earlier, there are two approaches, and Rafan Shlita has in the Sefer, there are two approaches, the nature of the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Is it engaging in this cunning, tricking behavior where you maliciously want to hurt someone? If you maliciously want to hurt someone, we want to be Mechadesh. Well, you know what? That's a general prohibition. That's not one of the three cardinal sins. And the Ramban argues and says, do not give up your life. Comes along the Baal HaMoor and says, I'm sorry. I'm going to follow Rav Sajigon and the Smag, that the nature of the Isser Lifnei is an Isser Prati. It becomes subsumed under the Aveira you're causing someone to transgress and stumble in. And if that's the case, it becomes a subcategory of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it would be stamped with the din of Yahareg Val Yavor. It will be stamped with such a din. Because if you take that approach that's Masail over Aveira, that opens the door to say, you know what, let it be subsumed under that Aveira that you're causing, that you're an accessory towards. And therefore, that would be called Isser Prati, individualized Isser. But if you hold that it's considered to be an Isser Klali, where I just cannot engage in this deceiving behavior, then the bottom line is it's not one of the three cardinal sins, and there's no way that I could say Yarag Val Yavar on this day. This brings us to the following. We mentioned from the beginning that if you're on the same side of the river, I transgress a rabbinic prohibition of Misayel over Ever. If I give the cup of wine to the Nazarite and he could have gone to the local liquor store down the block, then I transgressed a rabbinic prohibition, not the biblical Isser, a rabbinic prohibition of assisting a person in an Ever. And therefore, we must posit the following question. Is there an Isser of Misael over Aveira by a non-Jew? In other words, if I give Avery Menachai to a non-Jew and he could have gone down to the local supermarket where they sell Avery Menachai, did I transgress anything at all? We know by causing a Jew to sin, I transgressed only rabbinically according to Tais, the Rosh, and the Ran, the Ramah follows them. But what we're bringing up now is you caused the non-Jew to sin, but he could have gotten the food himself. Did I transgress an Aveira at all? And this is 2 days in the Ramah, in your day in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. And the Ramah Paschas Mikra Din, it's good, but a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. What's the case? I own a liquor store. I know this non-Jew is coming in to buy wine to libate it to his idol. I am assisting him in libation to his idol. But he could have gone to another liquor store down the street. Is it usher for me? Is it forbidden for me to sell him that wine? So the Ramah has two opinions on that. And the Ramah writes, Mikra din it's mutter, Rabal Nefesh should be machmir. The Vilna Gaon on that Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch argues on the Ramah and says it's prohibited. And each one has a raya from Shas. Let's share them. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph that there's a case called Snuin. There is a situation that we know that during Shemitah year, like this year, all the pears are Hefker. And therefore, anyone who wants can go in. Anyone who wants can go in and try to start halacha lamaisa and take anyone's payers because it's hefker. In the sixth year, though, he cannot because those are my fields. So if I have in my vineyards Orlo or Kiloi Kerem, I'm supposed to put a sign to tell anyone, if you come in and take my fruit, I want you to know something. That's Orla. You can't eat it the first 3 years, and you can't eat its Ravai until you're potted or taken in Yushalayim, and you go ahead and eat it. Halacha l'maisa. But in the seventh year, since it's all Hefker, l'maisa, I don't have to go ahead and do that. The only time I make a sign is during the Shemitah year. But in the sixth year, I don't have to make a sign. Why not? Because he's stealing. He's a bad guy. He's stealing from me. I don't have to go out of my way and say what? Oh, don't eat it. It's Orla. He shouldn't be taking it anyway. He's a ganef. So in the sixth year, I don't need to put a sign. In the seventh year, I need to put a sign because I don't want him to. It's Efker. Anyone can take it. So I don't want him to transgress and know. I want him to know that it's Orla. Kilai Kerem not be over in his. But you see from that Gemara, it says the phrase is halitinin na rasha v'yomus. Let the rasha fill himself up. And who cares? Not my problem. He shouldn't be stealing anyway. I have to go out of my way to prevent the stealer from being over an isser? Halitinin na rasha v'yomus? How could that be? Yes, I don't have to be concerned. So you see Beferish, Lamaisa, you see Beferish, says the Ramah, that's a situation where we see Beferish, a person's a ganav, he's a bad guy, and the Shach writes, even a Rasha or a Mumar, if a Rasha or a Mumar wants an Avera, he wants a cheeseburger, and I give it to him, and he can go down to the local liquor store, he can go to the local McDonald's and get the Big Mac down there, that's permissible. I can give him my Big Mac. Why have a Big Mac? I don't know. But I can give him the Big Mac. What do you mean? Aren't I transgressing something? No, because he's a Rasha. He's a Mumar. And the Shach writes, it's Mutter. Dogen Ravava says, you don't have to be a Rasha Gomer. You don't have to be a Rasha Gomer. You could be a Rasha in this area. He doesn't have to be Dafka Mumar. But if he maliciously wants to do the Vera, I'm not transgressing a Rabbinic Isser. That's what the Shach writes. And the Raya, the Ramah says, Mikra Din, it's Mutter. He just says, Abam Nev Shemach. The Raya is from this Gemara. I can let the guy go in and take it. He's a ganef. Well, I have to tell him, oh, don't, when you steal, you should know that it's Orla or Kilai Kerem. I don't have to do that. I'm not obligated to do that. That's the raya for the Ramah and the Shach, who are Mekel Mikaradin. That I don't transgress the rabbinic Isser of Misael over Aveira when a guy is a non-Jew or when the guy is a Jewish guy who's a Rasha or a Mumar. Comes to Vilna and says, I disagree. I hold that there is an Isser. There is a rabbinic prohibition no matter what. And what's the raya of the Vilna Gaon from a different Gemara? Not from Baba Kama Daf Samech Tes, from a different Gemara. And that Gemara is in the Doran Daf Samech Beis, where the Gemara has the two Amorim who wrote the Gemara, Ravina Rav Ashi. And the Gemara writes that Rav Ashi was selling wood to Bei Nura, to non-Jews that served fire as an idol. So Ravina says, what are you doing? You're overly favorable to Mishal. How can you sell them wood? You know what they're going to do with the wood. They're going to offer the wood to their what? To the fire. They're going to offer the wood to the fire. So if they're going to offer the wood to the fire, that's a terrible issur of Avodah Zarah. So you're being machshel them. If they even don't sit in Mishal. Rava said, what are you worried about? I'm selling them. They need it for cooking. They might do Avodah Zarah, but they also need to eat. And they're not doing it for Avodah Zarah. So you see from there, says the Gemara, that Ravashi did nothing wrong because he wasn't being machshel them. They were buying the food for cooking. How do you know it was for what? How do you know it was for Avodah Zarah? So you see, Suffolk leaf neighbor seems from Rava, seems from Ravashi that it's mutter. I'm not maliciously engaging in this behavior because they might need it for cooking. So therefore, it's mutter. But before Ravashi's answer, what do you see? Says the Vilna Gaon. You think Ravina was the? You think Ravashi's the only person in the world that had wood? They could have gone down to Home Depot or Lowe's and gotten other wood. I know Home Depot and Lowe's didn't exist then, but something similar. They could have gotten wood in those days from somewhere else. And despite that, the Gemara calls it Leaf Neighbor. So you see from that Gemara that Leaf Neighbor can apply on a level of the Rabbonon in Masalara, even to a non-Jew. Even to a non-Jew. So each opinion, the Ramad and the Shach have one Gemara, and the Gaon has another Gemara. So what is this Machloikis anchored on? As to whether there's an Isser of the Rabbonon of Masal over Avera by a Goy, by Yisro, Rosh, or a Mumer, if I cause them to be mach. So the great Gaon, Rabbi Rabinovich Yishlit, the great Gaon, wanted to say that this machlokes hinges upon what is the nature of the Issur Rabbanon of Lifnei Ivur L'Sitei Mishal. When there are Issur Rabbanon many times, when there are Issur Rabbanon many times, the Rabbanon make an extension of this Issur. So when the Rabbanon made the extension of Lifnei Ivur, did they label it as Lifnei Ivur? They made a fence. They made a fence that someone shouldn't be Nichshol. Is it labeled as Lifnei Ivur? Oh, no! It's not a rabbinic Lifnei Ivur, but rather it's in the world of Arvis, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh, Hocheach Tocheach Samisecha. We have an obligation to rebuke our friends if they're doing something wrong. Okay, we have to do it smartly. We don't want to alienate them. But there's a mitzvah of Tochacha. So what is the nature of this drabanan of Mesael over Aver? Is it a drabanan of Lifnei Iver? Or no? It's a din in the world of Ochacha, of Kol Yisrael, Arev Mzebezeh. What's the difference? If you label it as a rabbinic din of Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Iver applies to non-Jews as well. The example in the Gemara is Kos Yayin L'Nazar, Aver Minachai L'Ben Noach. A Ben Noach is a non-Jew. If you label it as a rabbinic Isra of Lifnei Iver, it'll apply to a non-Jew. You understand the Gaon very well. He points out the Gemara Nedarim, and the Gemara actually says Lifnei Iver. And that was a case of what? Masei Lovrei was Chad Ever Denara. Ravashi wasn't the only one who owned, had wood in the world. And the Gemara still called the Lifnei Iver. You see that it's called the rabbinic Isra of Lifnei Iver, and it should apply to a Goy. That's why the Gaon argues and says it's also by a Goy. It'll be also by Yisrael, Rasha, Mumar. Comes along the Ramah and the Shach, and they say no. The nature of the Isser, the nature of the Isser of Lifnei Ivur L'Sitei Mishal falls, the Rabbanan Isser falls in the world of Arvis, falls in the world of Tochacha. What do we say? Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh. You have to be a Yid. Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha. You have to be a Yid. Do you think I have a mitzvah to rebuke a non-Jew that's eating Avram and Achai? Do I have a mitzvah to rebuke a non-Jew that's taking God's name in vain? No, I don't. I do not have that responsibility. I have that responsibility to another Yid, but not to a non-Jew. Once you place it in the world of Tochacha, then you can be differentiated between a Jew and a non-Jew. And therefore emerges the psak of the Ramah and the Shach, that there is no Issur Rabbanon of Lifnei Iver, Mesael over Aveira for a non, if I'm being Machshel a non-Jew, or if I'm being Machshel a Mumar, or a Russia. That's a Yid. Because in that sense, I don't have the responsibility if he's being malicious to mochiach him, because I know he's going to what? He's going to not listen to me. So this is the crux of the machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach against the Gaon. And the truth is, there is a Mishnah in Maseches Damai that says, if I give a bag of oranges to an unlearned person, when he gives them back to me, I have to be mafresh trumas and maestros, because I'm afraid he might have eaten the oranges and given me new fruit that he wasn't mafresh. And Rabbi Yossi, the holy Tana, says, when I give this bag of oranges to the unlearned person, do I have to be mafresh them beforehand? He says, no. Anu einanu achroim. I'm not responsible for those people that are posheya. I don't have to give him. If he doesn't want to do trumas and maestros, that's a bad thing. But it's his problem. I know that he's going to steal my fruit. I know he's going to eat my fruit. So I don't have to worry about, oh, he'll eat my fruit, and he's going to be over gzela and also be over eating tevel. Oh, if he's going to be a gazan, why do I have to worry about that? And the Vilna Gaon in Damai says, is that the same thing as the Gemara in Samach Tesim and Alpha Babakamo about the Orlin Nikiloi Kerim during the Shemit year, where I have to make sure that Goslin comes in and tell him, don't eat it, it's Orla. I don't have to do that. Is that the same as this? And the Gaon says, no, it's not. Because in Babakamo, I'm not actually doing an action. I'm not being proactive. In Damai, I'm actually giving him over the fruit. And there might be a difference. So what emerges is that there's a kula and a chumra lefi the Gaon, and there's a kula and a chumra lefi the Shach and the Ramah. How does that work? According to the Vilna Gaon, the only time it's usher is when I proactively, I'm active. I give something over. But at the same time, it's usher for a Jew and for a Goy. So the kula, according to the Gaon, is that if I did it passively, I didn't do anything wrong. The chumra is I don't differentiate between a Jew and a Goy. For the Shach, the chumra is there is no difference between proactive and passive. When you're in the world of rebuking, when you're in the world of ochacha, it doesn't make a difference whether you're being active or passive. You have a responsibility to give musr, to be mochiach. But at the same time, the Shach will be mechalek to a Jew and a non-Jew, because in the world of ochacha, we're mechalek to a Jew, I have responsibility as long as not a Rosh and a Mumar, as opposed to a non-Jew, or a Yisrael Rosh or Yisrael Mumar. So there you have a kula and a chumra lefi the Vilna Gaon, and a kula and a chumra that comes out according to the Shach and according to the Ramah. So let's just take this a step further and get to a few practical examples when we talk about this Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Asitin Mishul. Gambling is unacceptable and is usher. Addictive behavior, destroyed families, marriages. Why is gambling prohibited? According to one approach in the Gemara, it's stealing. The guy who loses doesn't win or give over his money. The guy who wins takes the money away from him. The other approach is you're not engaging in contributing to society. A gambler is possible, Edis Midrabanon, but nonetheless, he is possible. If he has a 9-to-5 job, he only does it on the weekends. If the first approach, it's Kneva, it's always usher. You do it once in your life, you become possible, Edis. If it's an issue of contributing to society, well, maybe I have a job. The bottom line is, if you take the first approach that gambling is a robbery, if you never lost in gambling, are you a robber? No. But you're over Lifnei Iver because you caused another guy to play gamble. You caused another guy to gamble. You were machshel him. So don't tell me that you never lost in gambling. You never were a robber. You transgressed the Isser of Lifnei Iver, causing other people to what? To play and gamble and do a terrible thing. You invite someone over to your home, let's say, who's not religious and observant. You want to offer them a drink and eat some food. You give them the food. They eat and drink without a bracha. Did you transgress Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Mishal? At first glance, yes. But I want it to be a mensch. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, in the grand glory scheme of things, if I don't offer him food and drink, he's going to think this observant fellow is not a mensch. I don't want to become frum. So if you look at the grand scheme, the macro perspective, maybe the fact that I gave him food and drink will lead him closer to Hashem. Maybe he'll end up being shomer Torah and mitzvahs. But at this time, he ate and drank. He didn't say a bracha. But maybe you measure the lifnei iver and the grand scheme of things on the macro perspective. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, maybe you would not transgress the iser of lifnei iver lo sitin mishal. But maybe we could add on, don't give it to him in his hand. Put it on the table and let him take it himself. Because you didn't hand it to him. There was no nesine. Maybe it'll be lifnei de lifnei. It's too many steps removed. Just because you brought it from the fridge to the table, maybe we call that lifnei de lifnei. The iser is lifnei iver lo sitein mishal. But steps removed is called lifnei de lifnei. So maybe it would be better and preferable to put the food on the table rather than hand it to your non-observant guest in their hands. And that would be a way to get out of the iser, perhaps, of lifnei iver lo sitein mishal. And it could very well be, the Stechenet writes, the separate topic, but we must close with it, of marit ayin, translated or phonetically said in the yeshivas as mars ayin, is a branch of lifnei iver. It's a pseudo type of lifnei iver. The fact that you went into that restaurant, maybe you're going to what? Show to other people that it's kosher. It wasn't kosher. Maybe you had a meeting there. You had a business meeting. You weren't going to eat anything. I didn't hand him the clams. I didn't hand him the shrimp. But by you going in there, it is a pseudo type of lifnei iver. You're being machshel the person and perhaps thinking that that restaurant is kosher. So lifnei iver is such a weighty iser. It might even have a whole subcategory to it called a marit ayin, mars ayin. And you see clearly the responsibility that we have towards our other yidim. We're in the time of Sfiris Oimer, preparing for Kabbalah Satayra. There are 49 gates of Tumo. If we would have reached the 50th, we would have been destroyed. It's no coincidence there are 49 days of the Omer. And we have to eradicate a gate of Tumo every day. The Omer, the Korban Omer offering of the second Abbas made of barley. That's Michael Behema. We were a low level like an animal. And Shtei Alechem, the Korban of Shu, is made of wheat, food for a human being. We built ourselves up to accept the Torah. But in this time period, the Ramban says it's a Chol HaMoed. The time period between Pesach and Shavuos is a responsibility that we have to work on, Rabbi Amram Chaveiro specifically. Talmid Rabbi Akiva perished because they didn't show respect with one another. The baseline is to make sure we don't hurt people. Make sure we're never over lifnei iver. As we work during this period of time to work on our midas, to study the kinyanei Torah, because Talmud Torah needs midas taivis. They're inextricably linked. If you do not have the 48 kinyanim, the Rosh Kol Shlitim say, point out, stealing Torah. These are kinyanim to acquire the Torah. And in that sense, we must study the 48 kinyanim in the sixth parak of Avos the Brises to engage in the learning of the Torah. And this topic that we dealt with today speaks clearly and volumes about our responsibility towards our chaverim, both Jews and non-Jews, not to cause them any hurt maliciously, rebelliously, knowingly and making sure that we see that good things will happen to them as well. And in that sense, Hashem should give everyone bracha, a good health, and simcha. I want to wish everyone a good davach, and a good week, and a good shuas. May we only be together for learning Torah and simchas. Thank you very much.